Okay, we're back, and so are you. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Stream Strategy Fantasy Hockey Podcast. The Stream Strategy is designed to help you find maximum value in the upcoming NHL schedule for fantasy hockey. Streaming means picking up players for a short period of time to maximize starts. Charlie has compiled a list of players that we deem are worth consideration to pick up for the rest of the week. As always, I'm Cal, that's Charlie over there. What up, dude?
Not much, just killing it in fantasy once again. How about you?
Yeah, dominant in every league. We're trying to make a few moves, actually, to help each other prepare for our playoff schedules.
That's right.
You can listen to the podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, read the text posts on Reddit. We post on Sundays and Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look forward to this week's schedule. This weekend schedule, Thursday and Saturday on your on nights, Friday, Sunday, your off nights, true on night Thursday, Saturday, true off night Wednesday. What is that, Charlie? What do you have written here?
It's supposed to be Friday. I didn't realize the typo until a moment ago.
Okay, it's supposed to be Friday, yeah. Thursday, 9 games, Friday, 7, Saturday, 10, Sunday, 8. So yeah, really only that Friday. It's pretty heavy weekend.
It is.
Good schedules. We like the Hurricanes, the Blackhawks, the Wild, the Senators, the Tampa Bay Lightning, and the Vegas Golden Knights. In particular, we like the Wild, the Lightning, and the Golden Knights. All of these teams have 3 games, and the Wild, Lightning, Golden Knights play 2 off nights, so you should find maximum value there. Bad schedules, the Coyotes, Nashville Predators, and the Seattle Kraken, as well as the Leafs. Only 1 game or 2 games this whole weekend, so yeah, not really too much value. 0 off nights.
Jumping into the streamers here, looking at the Carolina Hurricanes first. Jordan Martinook is taking over Seth Jarvis's place. He's on the second forward line. Unfortunately, no power play time or PK time. Season ranking of 6-11, rostered in 0% of leagues. Great opportunity to pick up somebody in the top 6 for Carolina. Nino Niederreiter, season ranking of 147, rostered in 21% of leagues. He's playing on their third forward line, second power play unit with no PK time. Jordan Staal, also on the third line, no power play time, but he is on the first PK unit. He gets 22% rostered, season ranking of 171. And finally, Jacob Slavin, as always, first defensive line, first power play unit, second PK unit, season ranking of 192, rostered in 64% of leagues. Little tricky to pick up Slavin, but if he's available, I would recommend adding him onto your team.
Yeah, I like the schedule, like the options here. Not much negative to say.
Yeah, not a lot of power play opportunity for streaming with the Carolina Hurricanes, but that's all right. Looking at the Chicago Blackhawks, Dylan Strome, season ranking of 459, rostered in 6% of leagues. He's on the first forward line, first power play unit with no PK time. Kirby Dach has a season ranking of 399, rostered in 11% of leagues. He plays on the second forward line, second power play unit, and first PK unit. Brandon Hagel, who we've been talking about for a while, has got a season ranking of 360, rostered in 3% of leagues. He plays on the second forward line, still on the first power play unit, and he also gets second PK unit deployment. Finally, from the Chicago Blackhawks, Isaac Phillips, season ranking of 979, rostered in 0% of leagues. He's only played 1 game, and he's up on their first defensive line. No power play unit, no PK time for Phillips.
Wow, Isaac Phillips is about the definition of a flyer.
A flyer indeed.
Not the Philadelphia Flyers, but just like you throw a flyer at a guy. We describe guys, something like that. You are definitely taking a flyer on Isaac Phillips.
Yep.
I'm looking at Dylan Strome and Brandon Hagel here. I like either of them. But I'm probably more interested in the Minnesota Wild first.
For sure. Surely,
who do we like from the Minnesota Wild?
Of course, we like Matthew Boldy, who is only rostered in 33% of leagues. Season ranking of 451. He has 18 points in 19 games this season, and he plays on the second forward line, the first power play unit alongside Zuccarello and Kaprizov, as well as, no PK time. Probably better for a player like Boldy, though. Also from Minnesota, I'm liking Frederick Goudreau, season ranking of 403, rostered in 3% of leagues. He's on their second forward line, second power play unit, and second PK unit. Alex Goligoski is getting another try up on the first defensive line. He gets no deployment outside of this, has a season ranking of 268, rostered in 23% of leagues. And finally, Jonas Brodin, who did very well for me when I streamed him last week. He got points in every category. He's on the second defensive line, second power play unit, first PK unit, has a season ranking of 365, and is rostered in 9% of leagues.
Ottawa Senators also got three games this weekend. I feel like every time we come to the Ottawa Senators, it's like we're just playing the same track over and over again. So let's just run through it quick.
Yeah, Tim Stützle is not on the first forward line, but he does get first power play deployment, no PK time. Colin White, in coming back from injury, is instead going to get first forward line deployment as well as second power play unit, no PK time. He's only rostered in 1% of leagues, so Colin White might be a good option to stream this week. Zach Zanford is also playing on the first forward line, second power play unit, and second PK unit. Also rostered in 1%, a season ranking of 390. Expect some hits out of Zach Zanford. And finally, Matt Murray, who did have a shaky game in his most recent start, but has played well since coming back from injury. He's their 1A goalie, season ranking 196, rostered in 24% of leagues.
I would not give Matt Murray a look with them playing against Florida and then Vegas this weekend. I think he'll probably get those starts, right? So I don't like that, but Tampa Bay Lightning also have a good one.
Anthony Cirelli is
Finish your thought.
I was just saying, if you really need streamers and you need an extra game than some of these other guys, I think Ottawa still has some good options with deployment-based streaming.
Sure, I'll agree with that. Let's go over to the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Tampa Bay Lightning, we're talking about Anthony Cirelli again. Season ranking of 166, rostered in 32% of leagues. Second forward line, no power play time, and first PK deployment. Corey Perry, season ranking 203, rostered in 9% of leagues. Third forward line, second power play unit, no PK time. Ryan McDonagh and Eric Chernak both have the same deployment on the second defensive line, no power play unit, and first PK deployment. Ryan McDonagh has a roster percentage of 10%. Eric Chernak has a roster percentage of 7%. I think either of those guys are decent options if you're looking for some peripheral categories while streaming this weekend.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't really love them, but they are options. Vegas Golden Knights. Last team on our good team schedule list.
Yeah.
Three games this weekend, including a matchup against Ottawa on that Sunday. They got the back-to-back Thursday, Friday. Who do we like from the Vegas Golden Knights?
We like Evgeny Dadonov. He's playing on the first forward line and the first power play unit. Although that's not exciting for you, Calvin, it definitely will be exciting for some other people. Season ranking of 278, rostered in 8% of leagues. Chandler Stephenson also on the first forward line, first power play unit, and second PK unit, rostered in 55% of leagues. He's got a season ranking of 170. Riley Smith, season ranking of 112, rostered in 37% of leagues, is on the second forward line, second power play unit, and first PK unit. William Karlsson playing on every single same line as Riley Smith. Season ranking of 446, rostered in 22% of leagues. And finally from Vegas, I'm liking Brady McNabb, second defensive line deployment, no power play time, but first PK unit. He's got a season ranking of 386, rostered in 16% of leagues. Looking for hits and blocks if you're streaming Brady McNabb.
Yeah, McNabb's the boy. All reliable, Brian McNabb. Okay, all of our information was sourced from Yahoo Fantasy Public Leagues, The Score, as well as dailyfaceoff.com. As always, the stream strategy is brought to you by pucklegends.ca, where you can buy the coolest hockey t-shirts you have ever seen in your life. It's kind of like those band t-shirts, those concert band t-shirts, but for hockey legends. You got to check out pucklegends.ca. Daniel Alfredson, David Erez, Doug Gilmore, Gordie Howe. You can even get stuff for your dog. They got a Matt Sundin, Mario Lemieux, Wayne Gretzky, Willie O'Ree, Pavel Bure, and Nick Lindstrom. You can use the code GOOD, that's G-O-O-D, for free shipping to anywhere in the world, except for Ukraine and Poland. I think Russia as well. I think that whole area is just not really, you could order. I mean, it's just, it might take a while to get there, so let's just scoot right over into the stream strategy. Charlie, what's your stream strategy for this weekend?
It is a busy weekend with the lightest night hosting 7 games, so it's kind of tricky to decide who you want to stream for this weekend. But I'm going to be looking at a Carolina streamer such as Nino Niederreiter. Be picked up Thursday, hold him for the weekend, should be able to get 3 games out of him. I'm also going to be looking to Minnesota, someone like Matt Boldy, who I've been holding since he came into the league. probably pick them up Thursday, or rather, you know, recommended for you to pick up Thursday, hold them for the weekend. I'm going to be holding Boldy for at least the weekend. We'll see how things look after that. I'm also going to be taking a look at Evgeny Dadonov. Pick him up Thursday as well. Hold him for the weekend as well. And then look to reassess come Monday for the upcoming week. Maybe even use a pickup on Sunday or something to help me for the next week. But that's going to be my stream strategy for this weekend.
Okay, I think that's going to be all from us, folks. Thanks for listening. Take care. Have a great week. And good luck.